Fascinating week. The Taiwan special, I'm going to talk about what's going on with Wuhan from a Taiwan perspective and get some inside stories, but I'm going to, that's going to, well, not so much inside. It's just, I say on the ground, but I've got friends here, people there, you know, people are talking. Peeps are doing their peeps thing. So, okay, for those of you in Reed Rapids, peeps is a reference to people. All right. Let me get on my list here of the things that, okay. The latest update on the advertising project that I'm making, that's always about to be done next week and then has one more week of things to do. It was ready. I was making the tutorial videos on how to use it. I'd done the sledgehammer test, like everything was all set and going. And then I said, you know, I need an API. Do you know what an API is? You should know what an API is. You're going to see an API around. An API is, it's the part of a website that lets it use computer code, like to talk to another website. It stands for application protocol interface, application. Yeah. Yeah. UI is user interface. API. In fact, I don't want to start my own call. Let's find out what does API stand for? Let's see. API. Yeah. Yeah. Application program interface. Look at that. See, I was right. Why did I bother checking? Application program interface. So, we've got, we've got an advertising thing that is going to have an app. I'm writing it. Isn't that? Well, see, in order to write an you've really got to know what you're doing. And you've got to know what other developers are going to want. You know, I have to make Stripe talk to my website, and all the code and the rules and the how to do that are all part of an API. So I've got to know how to write an API that's good this way, that works that way, and it's easy to understand, because I know how frustrating it is when I don't understand. So, you know, simple is good. Yeah. So I don't know. I suppose I could finish it by tomorrow. So we'll see. Boy, I don't... Yeah, it'll be a fascinating week with the Taiwan special. Well, there's a lot going on over here. There's a lot to talk about. I might talk a little bit about Islam and what Islam's doing in the world. See, I don't want to fight with Muslims. I don't like creating trouble. But there is something happening, something Islam is doing that... Well, I mean, we need words for it, right? Okay. So I'm not going to do any blame. I'm not going to go down that road. But I am going to point out some things that I see happening. And another thing, too, is something that's just really been driving at me all week long is the friction and the fights and the anger and the animosity that shows up between people. I don't know. This has just been coming up all over the place. So I might get into that a little bit. And, you know, I'll tell you something, as I've been walking away from my own, opportunities to catch someone doing something bad and use dirt on someone, I've seen other doors in my life really opening up, because I typically don't leap at an opportunity to take dirt on someone and make that person look bad and foolish. But I've had some really grand opportunities recently, and I just passed them up. It's like, okay, that's a really horrible thing I see happening, and that person's done bad stuff to me, but no, I've got other stuff that would take my time away from, and I don't want to take my time away from other stuff. So that's just, well, though, you know, I think, you know, with a lot of things, that's what holds a lot of people back in the world. So this week, while I'm launching badad.1, and by the way, it's up and it's live and it's going. You can go there and buy your first ad, get 53 weeks free. You can buy it free. Get a business ad. You can change it. Go get an ad. Just enter the credit card number 42, just everything 42424242, and you have it. It's free. It's yours. You keep it. You get a reference link. Go get it. Go to badad.1 and get your ad. Go for it. It's up. It's running. It's ready. I don't have the API yet. Well, see, an API would make it so that, like, for example, it could talk to, YouTube. Like if Google decided to get really smart, they could say, hey, we want bad ad advertisements somewhere floating around inside our website. And so it's like they would be able to talk to my website for that. No, I'm not going to do API for signups. I'm not going to let someone sign up on bad ad from another website. That's just hasslesome. I want them to do the signup process. But I'll let them put ads in it. I mean, that's the thing. And, you know, business sense here, like common sense, business sense. You can't have an advertising network if you're not networked. And the whole idea of an advertising website is that it can connect to other websites. So if I've just got a simple shareable feature, okay, but I really need to be able to, like, other people with their software programs need to have a way to really connect to what I'm doing. And I think that if I allow that, I mean, wouldn't it be great if some of the apps that you get, the free apps, but they've got like Google advertisements in the app. Wouldn't it be nice if those were just simply text ads and they weren't as annoying? Wouldn't that be kind of cool? I think it might be that's just a cute idea. It's a cute idea. Well, that's the podcast for today. And I will see you tomorrow. Taiwan Special. We're going to talk about the Wuhan, they're calling it a coronavirus. I don't like comparing it to beer, but